Summertime is also packed with weddings. More than 250,000 American couples will tie the knot this June alone. Stephen Thompson edits NPR.org's Song of the Day feature, and he recently took on one of his most difficult tasks, creating the ultimate wedding CD.
When my niece asked me to put together an hour of love-themed dinner music for her wedding reception, I took it as a sacred responsibility. I was used to being her weird uncle, but now I was her tireless music supervisor. From the start, I set strict guidelines. No heartbreak or infidelity. Nothing unnerving, angry, or lusty. Nothing that sucks. It all seems easy enough, given the countless songs that pay tribute to love between two people. My own favorite musicians sing about love all the time, so they must have something to say about the kind that lasts forever. But so many of their songs were still searching for happiness, or dwelling on mistakes made along the way. Even this song, Question, by the Old 97s, it's about a marriage proposal, but it conjures bittersweet emotions. It hints at the towering importance of that moment when love starts to bear the weight of permanence.
Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you.
I ended up scrapping dozens of tracks that conveyed moodiness or worry, but still my wedding mix, made to celebrate the happiest day of someone's life, sounded oddly miserable. With all the songs at my disposal, couldn't I find 16 that don't make people want to hang themselves? Some choices were easy. Neil Young's Harvest Moon, Come Away With Me by Nora Jones, Chet Baker doing Embraceable You. But even in its finished form, my wedding mix contains more than a slight whiff of agony and hardship, decay and death. Take the song As Long as the Grass Shall Grow by June Carter and Johnny Cash. In it, the couple reasserts their love after more than 40 years of complication and hard-won comfort. The song is beautiful, but it's not simple. Their love lasted a lifetime, but it took a lot out of them along the way.
As long as the river flows, as long as the sun will shine.
On my niece's wedding night, my bittersweet mixtape masterpiece played faintly over the din of forks hitting wine glasses. I handed out copies to the bride and groom's distant cousins and high school classmates, anyone willing to take it. My hope is that it reached someone, that he or she drove home next to a sleeping passenger, put it on, listened intently, and sobbed audibly under the night sky.
Stephen Thompson is an editor for NPR.org. You can hear his complete wedding mix and get a complete track listing at npr.org/music.
Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you.